Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Thank you for joining me for today's study. Do you believe that a person can open the Bible and read the Bible carefully and understand what he reads in the Bible? My friend, there are those people who have decided that you just cannot understand the Bible. Imagine, if you will, some man taking a Bible and just letting it fall open to wherever it may, and there he begins to read, and Ezekias begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josias, and Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. Those are the words of Matthew 1, verses 10 through 11. And as the man reads that, he just looks at it and with confusion in his mind just says, well, I just don't believe that you can understand that book. Whereas another man, maybe in a moment of anxiety about his health or about some personal situation, opens the Bible and he reads, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Those are the words of Jesus Christ, and as that man reads those words, in that moment of anxiety, he finds comfort, he finds assurance, and he thinks he has found something that will be of great benefit to him. I suppose that different people at different times have had those kinds of experiences, and some, as I said, have concluded that you can understand the Bible. Other people have concluded that you cannot understand the Bible. The objective of our study today is to provide assurance to you and to me that as a careful student of the Bible that we can understand it. We need to know that the Bible can be read with confidence, that the author's will is plain to all who study it with an open mind. We believe the Bible is inspired of God. By the words inspired of God, we mean the inbreathing of God into man, enabling man to receive and to communicate divine truth without error. We therefore believe that the Bible is God's Word. The Bible, you see, contains 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. And we understand that God used about 40 different men over a period of about 1,500 years to write the books of the Bible. And so those men are said to be the writers of the books. James wrote James, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, Moses wrote the book of Genesis, and so on. But when we say that they wrote those books, that's not to say that God did not write them. Instead, God is the author of those books. God is the author of all of the books of the Bible, and every word of it is inspired of God, with God as the author. Let me illustrate what I mean by that in this way. Suppose I come to you with a piece of paper and a pen, and I hand it to you, and I say, would you please write down the following words for me? And I began to dictate to you the words for you to write, and you take that pen and that paper, and you write down the words that I say unto you. Now, who's doing the writing? Actually, you are doing the writing in a physical sense. But whose words are they? They're really not your words. They are my words, and you are receiving those words from me, and you're putting them on paper as I dictate them to you. In a very general sense, that is the way that the Bible is inspired of God. Paul, Peter, James, and others wrote the books of the New Testament, but God was really the one giving the words. He really is the author. And so God determined specifically, word by word, what the New Testament would say to us. And so when we say that the Bible is God's Word, that's what we mean. And therefore we are accurate to say that God is the author of the Bible. The Bible is God's Word. God is the author of the Bible. Now then, with that in mind, and in light of the study and the objective that we have today to receive assurance that we can understand the Bible, let me ask you this question. Can God make himself understood? Can God make himself understood? Every time someone writes, there is something true. One of two things is true in every writing. Either the author of whatever work we're discussing or considering intends to make his meaning clear and therefore understood, or the author does not intend to be clear and understood. Now think about that. Think it through. Every time someone writes, one of two things is true. Either the person doing the writing intends to make his meaning clear and therefore understood, or he does not so intend. Now, of course, it might be the case that the author intends that his writing be understood, but lacks the ability to communicate in a way that can be understood. Well, what would be the truth about God then? Can God make himself understood? Well, let's apply that same line of thought to God in the Bible. And so I do it in this way. I ask you this question. Does God have the ability to make his will known in a way that man can understand? Of course he does. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, in the 3rd chapter, verses 20 and 21, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now those are the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Actually, therefore, it is the Word of God, and God, through the Apostle Paul, is telling us that he has the power to do more than we can even ask or think. Obviously, God can make himself understood, or he would not even be God. How could he be God with the power that we know that God has, and him be incapable of revealing his will in an understandable fashion? So we conclude immediately that God has the ability to make his will known in a way that man can understand. Now remember earlier, I pointed out to you that a man might decide to write something and want it to be understood, but lack the ability to make it understood. But that's not the case with God. God wants it understood, and he has the ability to communicate it in a way that is understood. Well, I do want us to consider the second part of the illustration that I gave a moment ago. Let us think about this. If God has the ability to make his will understandable, but did not do so, how can he be the God of love that we know him to be? The Bible says in 1 John 4:8 that God is love, and in John 3:16, the scripture well known to so many people, the Bible declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now those words assure us that God is the God of love to the point that he wants us to be saved through his Son, Jesus Christ. But then if he has the ability to communicate that truth to us and chose not to do so, how could he be the God of love? If God has the ability to make his will understandable, but he chose not to do so, then he leaves sinful man in a helpless and hopeless condition. But the Bible assures us that that's not the situation, that that is not the case. To the contrary, the Bible assures us that God wants all men to be saved. In the book of 2 Peter, in the 3rd chapter, in verse 9, the Apostle Peter wrote these assuring words to us. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let me repeat that one phrase, not willing that any should perish. That declares to us that God does not want anyone to perish, or that is, to be eternally lost in his sinful condition. Well, in order for man not to be lost in his sinful condition, he has to know the will of God, and he has to know what God's will is for him in order to believe it and obey the gospel and be saved from his sins. Well, then that brings you back to the question. God gave us the Bible to instruct man in his will. Did God have the ability to accurately communicate that? Indeed, he did. He had that ability, and he used that ability to effectively and accurately communicate to us his will for us. And I repeat, if God had the ability to communicate his will in an understandable fashion, but chose not to do so, it would make him a cruel God rather than a loving God, and it would leave us in a helpless and hopeless condition, which is not the case at all. God wants all men to come to a knowledge of the truth, as Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. He wants all men to be saved. And thus, when God wrote the Bible, he surely wanted his will to be understandable. And he intends that the Bible be understood. If that then is the case, and I hope by this point you are convinced that it indeed is the case, that God can make himself understood and chose to do so, then we have to conclude that the Bible can be understood. Friend, the Bible was not given only for highly intelligent people. The Bible is written in a way that everyone who will diligently study it can have guidance from God for his life here on earth. Everyone who will diligently study the Bible can know God's will while he is here on earth. The Bible was written for Mr. Average Man and Mrs. Average Man. You do not have to be a Greek scholar. You do not have to be a Hebrew scholar to know how God wants you to live. Thankfully, the Bible has been translated from the original languages in which it was written into the language that we speak today. The English language has, the Bible has been translated numerous times in the English language and reveals to us God's will for us in a way that we can understand it. The gospel of Christ is revealed in an understandable fashion. We learn about Jesus Christ in the Scriptures. We learn that all that he did for man was for our salvation. And all of that is made plain in the Bible. And we can read and learn all that God would have us to know and do. And might I say, we can learn all that God would have us know and do, even if we're studying from that old King James Version that some people want to mock and ridicule and say that it is outdated and that you just can't understand it. Well, I just don't believe that. I'm not a person who thinks that you have to study from the King James Version, that that's the only translation that reveals God's will in an accurate way, but I do believe that a person can study the King James Version and know the will of God. If we will study the Bible carefully, we can know the will of God for us today. Let me cite to you some scriptures that prove this beyond a doubt. First of all, in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, and I made reference to this just a few moments ago, the Apostle Paul, in referring to God, said he would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, let me ask you, does that scripture tell us that God wants us to know the truth? Well, indeed it does. So if it tells us that God wants us to know the truth, that within itself being a part of the Bible, tells us that we can study the Bible and understand what we are studying. We can understand what we are reading. Well, in another scripture then, back in the book of John, the Gospel according to John, in chapter 17, we have a record of a prayer prayed by Jesus Christ. There in John 17, beginning in verse 17, Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." And then he continued, praying unto the Father, he said, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Those are the words of John 17, verses 17 through 21. And in the first part of that which I have recited from this prayer, Jesus was praying about his apostles. And he asked the Father to sanctify them, and he talked to the Father about how he was sending them into the world, and he wanted them to be sanctified through the truth. But then in verses 20 and 21, he said, "I do not pray for them alone," but he said, "I am also praying for those which will believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they'll be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Well, my question as I read that is this: if it's impossible for us to understand the Bible, how are we going to come to believe on Jesus through the word of the apostles? The apostle Paul is dead. He's not here to speak to us personally. The apostle Peter and James and John and the other writers of the New Testament are no longer here on earth. We have their words, the words that they wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says that his prayer to the Father is that those of us who are going to read their words will be able to believe on him. How can we do that if we can't understand what they wrote? That's the thing that puzzles me. How can men say that we can't understand the Bible and yet they believe that we can believe in Jesus? Well, if you can't understand the Bible, how can you believe in Jesus? It is the Bible that reveals Jesus to us. It is the Bible that reveals to us the things that Jesus taught. It's the Bible that reveals to us the gospel about Jesus Christ. And so when Jesus prayed, "Father, I pray that they all may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me," he prayed with a recognition that men could understand the will of God and therefore believe in him. And today, we understand the will of God by reading and studying the Bible. And the Bible then reveals to us what we need to know, what we need to believe, what we need to do in order to be saved from our sins. And we can know it, we can understand it, and we can obey it. But let's look at another scripture that also reveals that to us. In 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul wrote, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect," that is, complete, "thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now there, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, said to us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and profits us, or it benefits us, giving to us doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. Well, if the Scriptures are profitable for doctrine, that would imply that I can understand them. If the Scriptures are profitable for reproof and correction, in other words, if I'm not living the way I should, the Scriptures will teach me that I'm not living like I should. That implies that I can understand it. Otherwise, how will the Scriptures teach me that I'm not living like I should? If the Scriptures, as Paul said here, provide instruction in righteousness, that would say that the Scriptures will teach me what is right. The Scriptures will teach me the right way to live. But if I cannot understand the Scriptures, how am I going to learn what is right? Well, when the Apostle Paul said they are profitable for instruction in righteousness, that is obviously a message to us that we can understand the Scriptures and thereby receive the instruction that we need in order to know what is right. The Scriptures instruct us, that is, they teach us, which tells us within itself that we can understand the Scriptures. But there's another one that I want us to look at, and this is in the book of Ephesians in chapter 3. And I want you to notice this very carefully. And again, I tell you, don't take my word for these matters, but open your copy of the New Testament and read it for yourself and make sure that you see yourself that what I'm telling you is the way the Bible reveals it. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 3, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Now, let's pause for just a second there in that reading of Ephesians 3 and notice that the Apostle Paul talks about that which had been revealed unto him. Well, what was that which had been revealed unto him? That which had been revealed or made known unto him was the mystery which God had given to man for man's salvation. That's really what it is. God had revealed through the Apostle Paul his will for man. Paul said, "I have the dispensation of the grace of God. God has made known unto me the mystery which I wrote." He has revealed that which I wrote to you. And he then said in that scripture that when you read what God has revealed to me, which I wrote to you, he said, you may understand. He went ahead and added in verse 5 that in other ages it was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So Paul recognizes the fact that there was a time before him when men did not have this revelation. But he said specifically, God has now revealed it unto his apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That would be the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And Paul said, he has now revealed it, and I have received that revelation. I have written that revelation. And he said, when you read it, you can understand my knowledge in it. Now, if there ever were any doubt as to whether or not we can understand the words of the Apostle Paul, there Paul has clarified the matter and said, yes, you can understand. God, who gave the revelation to Paul, God, who guided Paul in writing that, has in effect told you and me, I have given through the Apostle Paul the revelation of the will of God for man, and when you read it, you can understand it. Obviously, that's what Paul meant to communicate to us, that when we read it, we can understand what we read. My friend, maybe, just maybe, there is an indication to us there about a problem. And the problem that I'm referring to is that maybe we're not spending enough time actually reading and studying the Bible. When someone says that we cannot understand the Bible, it just may be that that person has never really engaged in a diligent, systematic study of the Bible. And his conclusion that you can't understand the Bible is based upon that fact that with just a random, casual, occasional reading of the Bible, done with very little effort to understand it, he just concludes that you can't understand it. Well, the Bible says that you can understand what you read. Well, think about it. When someone says, the Bible cannot be understood, that is an implication that God Almighty, who is the author of the Bible, is incapable of making himself understood. Or else it is an implication that if he has the ability to make himself understood, that he chose not to do so. If we really believe the Bible is God's Word and we know God's great power and His great capabilities, we know that when He wrote the Scriptures using men like the Apostle Paul, He wrote it in a way that can be understood. I plead with you, my friend, to be a diligent student of the Bible and read it with that assurance that you can understand it. Read the Bible with confidence that God's will is plain to all who will study the Bible with an open mind. Maybe, we just need to be more diligent students of the Bible itself and read with an open mind and find what God's will is. I hope that this reassures you of the understandable fact that the Bible itself is understandable and that it is God's will for us today. And may you be a greater student of God's Word because of this study today is my prayer. I thank you for joining me, and I look forward to our next study together.